Chapter 30. At the start of the 36th year of the judges' rule over the Nephites, Shiblon took possession of the sacred artifacts given to Helaman by Alma. He was a good man who lived righteously before God, and took care to be good and keep the commandments of the Lord his God, like his brother had done. Then Moroni also died, and so ended the 36th year of the judges' rule. In the 37th year of the judges' rule, there was a large group of men, up to 5,400 of them, along with their wives and children, who left Zarahemla and traveled to the land to the north. There was an ingenious man named Hagoth who built a very large ship on the shore beside Bountiful, bordering the land of desolation, and launched it into the western sea at the narrow neck of land leading to the north. Many Nephites went with him, sailing out to sea with supplies, including many women and children, and they sailed north. And so ended the 37th year. In the 38th year, this man built more ships, and the first ship returned as well, and many more people sailed off with many supplies for the land to the north. They were never heard of again. We think they drowned in the deep sea, and another ship sailed out to sea as well, and we have no idea where she went. During this year, many people migrated north. And so ended the 38th year. In the 39th year of the judges' rule, Shiblon died as well, and Corianton had sailed to the north to take supplies for the people who went there. Therefore, it was necessary for Shiblon, prior to his death, to confer those sacred things on Helaman's son, who was named Helaman after his father. Now all the engravings in Helaman's possession were transcribed and sent to the people throughout the land, except for the parts Alma commanded not to be made public. Those parts were kept sacred and handed down from one generation to another. Therefore, in this year they were delivered to Helaman before Shiblon's death. Also, in this year, some defectors had gone and joined the Lamanites, and they were once again stirred up to be angry at the Nephites. In this same year, they once more came down with a large army to fight Moronihah's people, or Moronihah's army, and in this battle they were defeated and driven back to their own lands, losing a lot of lives. And so ended the 39th year of the judges' rule over the Nephites. And so ended Alma's account, as well as the account of his two sons, Helaman and Shiblon.